Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 12 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Preaching the Gospel to the Gentiles. John G. Butler once wrote, God does not exclude anyone from the gospel. Our text for today is from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 38. So Peter opened his mouth and said, Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all of Judea, beginning from Galilee. After the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10 is a pivotal chapter in the New Testament that marks a significant moment in the early Christian church. The chapter narrates the story of Peter's vision, which leads to the inclusion of Gentiles in the Christian faith. Acts 10 also introduces Cornelius, a Roman centurion and a Gentile, who is described as a devout man who fears God and gives generously to those in need. He receives a message from God through an angel, instructing him to send for Peter. The account of Peter's vision follows in verses 9 through 16, and the Holy Spirit leads Peter to meet Cornelius at the Gentile's house in Caesarea. Today's scripture picks up with Peter's conversation with Cornelius. In verses 34 and 35, Peter acknowledges that God shows no favoritism and accepts people from every nation who fear him and do what is right. This marks a drastic shift from the belief that salvation was exclusively for Jews to a broader understanding that all people are included in God's redemptive plan. Peter opens his mouth and boldly proclaims the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone around him. Imagine what that encounter must have been like for Cornelius's family and Peter. Peter, who had earlier denied Jesus, not only preached at Pentecost, but now he has the great privilege of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. Not only did God give Peter a vision to instill confidence in God's inclusion of all people, but Peter also witnessed the beginning of a powerful movement that would unfold through the centuries, ultimately leading to the salvation of every believer. Cornelius and his family, who were devout, God-fearing, and generous givers, according to Acts chapter 10, verse 2, were now being told they were included in the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation. They had worshiped God and probably wondered about not being part of God's chosen people. But now they know that God has chosen to save anyone who puts their trust in him. This had to be an incredibly liberating moment for a family who already served and loved God. Bruce Barton and Grant Osborne summarize the beginning of Peter's message found in Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 38. assuming that his audience had already heard much of the information about the coming of Christ and the birth of the church, Peter proceeded to tell the story of Christ's life and death in detail. This is a beautiful summary of the teaching of the apostles, and it perfectly parallels the Gospel of Mark, who probably received much of his information from Peter. This verse expresses the clear purpose of the gospel, to provide an opportunity for people to experience peace with God. The means by which that happens is through Jesus Christ, to whom Peter referred here by the powerful title, Lord of All. Peter started where Mark's gospel does, with the baptism that John preached. He moved on to mention Christ's ministry from Galilee and throughout Judea, including the good works and miracles Jesus had done. Peter's audience would likely have been familiar with most of these events. The miracles and the healings were a demonstration of Jesus' power over the devil, as well as the fact that God was with him and, in fact, had anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power. You can see Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, and Luke 4, 16 through 21. The anointing of which Peter was speaking had occurred at Jesus' baptism, when the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, had descended upon him. You can see Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, and Luke 3, verses 21 and 22. Peter was prepared to share the gospel and trusted God with the outcome. He provides an excellent example for us today of sharing Jesus with all people, showing no partiality, and inviting people into a vibrant relationship with Christ. Some questions to consider. What significance does Peter's vision hold in the context of the expansion of the gospel to the Gentiles? In what ways does the church still struggle with partiality? And finally, how can we apply the principle of God's impartiality in our daily interactions with others? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.